This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, September 27th. 2023, Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Brittany, and our special guest, our weekly Wednesday edition, it's V Hale. Thanks for being here today, V.
Hi, guys.
Vinny, get your quick questions out the way.
Have you gotten together with that mister of yours?
Dude, I'm fucking cursed. I'm cursed.
Oh, no. What? Did he break up with
you? So, no. We were supposed to get together. No, it's been like all fine, texting, whatever. So I was supposed to go there yesterday.
Oh, and you have a cold.
So yesterday, I didn't know if I was sick. I had a sore throat, and I'm like, it's allergies or I'm sick. Let's wait it out, you know? So I text. And then woke up today, I'm sick. I'm like, dude, I can't go over there. I'm like, I just... And then next week, I'm out of commission, if you guys are picking up what I'm saying. So
oh.
I'm just like, dude, can a girl get laid? That's all I'm asking.
Well, look, I think that you get major points for not going over there while you're sick. Like, that's the thing in our business.
That.
We're just not, it's not good for us. And I absolutely would be all, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's so fucking rude.
Yeah.
So maybe... the end of next week, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm a lost fucking cause.
And
so that's
even,
my update.
Even, you know, let's say you do go over, and he's probably like, you know, he's radio guy, Ryan Seacrest. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to have to bone her. I can't not. So I'm getting sick
now
for
I'm
the cause.
Sick.
But so that's
I don't
good
know, he's kind of germaphobe like you, dude. He'd probably be like, oh my God. Are you nasally? You need to leave.
Well,
like, pick up on it.
Nobody wants a cold.
I'm that way too, but I also like Nook. So I would probably be like, I'm going in for the cold.
Would
knowingly.
You put on a mask?
I don't know. I might say, let's not make out and I'll kiss you in Australia.
Kiss me on my other lips?
Yeah, downstairs. You know.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe next week, guys.
All right.
But the effort was there, you know?
Now, we have a pressing email, we're told, and if we don't get to it, we're not going to get to it. It's got to happen.
This one is going to make you feel old, so
okay, great.
Brace yourself.
Super.
Oh, God.
It's
all here in the first
it's my
sentence.
Favorite thing.
I know. Thank
my
you.
My knee doesn't do that enough. I need someone to remind me how old I am.
So the slurp is the thing that will make you feel
okay.
Old. I've been an avid listener since I was in seventh grade. Now I'm 38 and a seventh grade teacher. Full circle?
Oh, my God.
Crunch.
Yeah, that is, it actually feels like the math doesn't work out on that, but I guess maybe it does. What have we been here, 26 and almost 27 years?
Well, you know, writers can take liberties. It's okay.
Well, I guess that she could have been, how old are you in seventh? 11, 12? What are you? I guess that, you know what? I take it back. The math does work. Jesus fucking Christ. It seems impossible.
Well, no, hold on, because my daughter is about to turn 10 and she's in fourth grade.
Okay, so then she'd be like 12 or 13.
Okay.
I was 12 in eighth grade. I turned 13 in ninth grade. So I would
have
been
we're wasting
11.
Time on this.
Yeah,
oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Shit, right?
Who even cares? Thank you, B.
The point is, we're old and this person is now like a fully
so
grown
old.
Functioning adult. more or less. I mean, let's see what happens in this letter. Okay. We don't know yet. She might not be fully functioning. I really hope that you're able to read this on Wednesday the 27th. That is today. As I need an answer before the pre-sale of the Alice in Winterland tickets on Thursday.
Oh big one. God. Wow, way to tie that in too. Good job.
Yeah.
Plug, 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 plug.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah. Background. My 5.5-year-old daughter does dance.
Yeah.
I know.
Like V did dance.
Yeah. Oh my God. By the way, V, you know, good on you posting that picture. That was great. I loved it.
I told you I would. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
You were the 5.5-year-old daughter who did dance.
I was.
Would you say that you have finely tuned jazz hands? Like, can you really let those motherfuckers rip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'll take Joey to... Well, never mind. Keep going. That wasn't going to make any sense.
We don't want to... We're in the weeds already. Sorry. Yeah. I'll stop. Mm-hmm. I know I'm her mom. So, of course, I think she's really good. I'm inflecting that my way. Like, as in she... I know I'm her mom. So, of course, I think she's really good. But she is really good. She definitely has a natural talent for hearing a song and moving her body to it. Think lyrical. Anyway, at the end of the last dance season, her dance teacher suggested that she do a private lesson as well as the normal group dance class. She'll be performing on stage in May, both in her group show and she'll be doing a solo dance. Wow, she's going to get a feature.
Damn it,
she's
five and a half
years old.
That's crazy.
This is big.
Yeah, it's also about as cute as it gets, though. So talk about show stealer.
Last week, her dance teacher asked if she'd be interested in doing a small holiday show at the local city arts and crafts holiday fair. She said it would be a great experience and a good preview as to what it would be like for her to perform solo for an audience. The teacher said this show will take place in a multi-purpose room with a small stage. And most people...
December 1st?
Of course it's going to be fucking December 1st. That's... Of course it is.
Oh my God, this is hysterical.
So a multi-purpose room with a small stage, and most people will be there for the arts and crafts. They may watch the performance. She said it's mostly for the parents. Of course, we agreed to have her do it. And then I heard Monday morning, bated breath, waiting for the Alice in Winterland announcement, and it's the same fucking night as this solo dance. Fuck! I had told my husband a couple weeks ago, I don't care who's performing at this year's Alice in Winterland. I don't care when it is. We're going. And then I find out it's my girl, Alanis, and Train, and the butter young man, Benson Boone, and Post Malone's cousin, Jelly Roll. So what do I do? Post Malone's cousin, Jelly Roll. That's fucking hilarious. So what do I do? Am I a total asshole if I just have my parents take my daughter to her little performance and videotape it for me? Will I scar her for life? After all, she's the middle of three daughters. That is a tough position. That's a Jan. That's a true Jan. Mm. What if my husband and I just watch her last practice dance before the performance and videotape it and make her feel super special over that? I want to go to Alice in Winterland so bad. My husband and I desperately need a date night and dinner out and hotel sex. And I, of course, want to see my Alice besties. Hi. What would y'all do if you were in my shoes? Vinny, I feel like you're right where I am with the girls being in all different activities and trying to go to everything and show your support. What would you do? Thanks, Radio Fam. OFOC Casey from Novato. So this isn't even, she's in freaking Novato, which means she can't go to this performance and then jet down to San Jose. She'll never make it. All right. She wants to hear from you first, Vin. Go.
Remember the story I told you this morning when I had told my daughter, your fish tank is disgusting. You've got to clean that fucking thing.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, great. And then she gets home. And, of course, that whole project lands on me.
Of course.
And I've got to take her to the pet store. And I've got to undo, boom, we've got to aqua mate the fish to the whole thing, right? So I do all this stuff. And then I'm like, God, I got to go to bed, you guys. All right, I'm going to bed. Good night. And my daughter goes, thanks, Dad, for hanging out. That was so fun. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Made it all worth it.
Like, all that, and I'm looking at my watch, and I mean, we had fun, believe me. I wasn't bummed about doing it for her or with her. Yeah, I was, but I still did it, and we... Yeah. But I didn't even think about that being one of those moments where she's like...
It meant a lot to her.
We hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And you played me the Thompson Twins.
Yeah. This is the wrong story to tell with the advice I'm going to give, but keep going.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is these kids like their parents around.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They like it. Now, when I was a kid, I was like, please tell me Dad's going to be at work that day. My mom would go, no, he's coming. Oh, great. Fuck. Shoot.
Mm.
That means I'm going to have my big event and get a spanking at the same time. Super. Anyway, look, kids like you around. I hate to say it. I don't want
to
say
it.
I'm not going to say it, actually. What's your advice, Sarah?
My advice is bring your kid to Alice in Wonderland.
Are you going to say fuck the recital?
Fuck the recital. Please. It's a little practice gig at an arts and crafts fair. It's not,
I say forget it.
Bring her and show her Alanis Morissette.
Have her dance at the show.
Have her dance at the show. And, by the way.
No, she said that she freaking wants to have hotel sex with her husband.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I forgot about that part.
But look, you are offering her a solution to what is a problem, which means she... Look. That little dancing recital, I've seen these. I'm doing this stuff.
Yeah.
It'll last 3 fucking minutes, mm-hmm. and you'll have blown the whole night with your husband for that 3 minute.
Right.
But your kid's going to finish and look for you.
Here's the thing. If she doesn't do it at all, and even if you don't get to have hotel sex and a date night and all that stuff, and I think you should bring all your girls. Bring all the girls to the show. This is just me. I want to sell tickets. I want you at that show. And those kids, those future Alice generation listeners.
Yep.
You don't even tell her that you're canceling the GD thing. Kids never remember that. She doesn't know when December 1st is.
Oh, man.
Just start telling her about this thing. Just cancel with the teacher. Just say, listen, we have a massive conflict. We can't do this thing. Thank you so much for asking us, but we're not doing that. Thanks. It's a goddamn arts and crafts thing. Don't worry about it.
Well, then, I wouldn't tell that truth. Maybe say Nana died.
Don't just tell the truth.
I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to go ahead and tell her that you're just busy having more fun and, you know,
yeah, we're going as a family. We're going to go have a family experience at that thing. The kid's already doing the solo thing at the dance coming up in May. Forget it.
It's May.
Somebody's Nana died. You're not lying.
People's Nanas are dying all the time.
Right.
Dropping all over the place. All right. What do you say, Bryn?
I actually like your idea. I would say you don't have to give an excuse. Like, you know, you could just say, hey, sorry, we can't make it.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah. No, Nana died, or I have this other thing to go to for my family. Like, just be like, can't make it.
Say sorry, that's not working out for us.
I'm the parent of this child, and my child can't make it.
You're the person that we pay for all these lessons, and we're going to continue to pay you. So, right.
When's the next performance? Let's do that one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
Alex doesn't know. He doesn't have kids. And neither do you, V, but I believe that you're going to have the right answer here. Take it away. Teach us all.
Well, I just feel if it were a solo at a recital, that would have been different coming from the kid who, like, you do want your parents there
yes,
after you perform
absolutely.
Or they bring you the flowers. But the fact that it's, not to, like, dumb it down, obviously it's her first one, but an arts and crafts fair, and she's specifically stating in the letter... People may be looking. It's like, you know, when there's someone playing music and no one fucking knows they're there. They're doing all the other shit that's
yes.
going on. Like, I feel like that might be her. So it's not like that devastating. Like, I don't think she should do. If they don't go, she shouldn't do it. They shouldn't have her go and have the grandparents there. She's going to feel devastated. Why aren't my parents here? Just say, hey, my kid can't make it to do that
yeah,
solo.
Yeah, sorry,
day.
We can't do that. I'm so sorry. I thought that
sense.
We could schedule, but we can't.
Yeah.
So bye. And then just all go together.
Because you can't explain to her, you can't say to her, listen, it's not that big of a deal performing here. It's huge to her. She's
yeah,
5
her,
and a half.
Right, because she
so
doesn't know.
Cancel it all together because you're going to
And don't
have
even
to
tell
it.
The daughter that you canceled. Just stop talking about it and start talking about this wicked fun fucking show you're going to go to.
You know what would be cool, though, if you brought Nana, too, and like you guys go as a family, that way you can get 2 hotel rooms and have a hotel sex, and then daughter stays with grandma.
Oh, but Nana's dead.
No, Nana didn't die. Nana did. That was your thing. Nana didn't die.
Oh.
Nana's alive.
Are you sure?
Nana
alive
is alive.
And well.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right. I think
I mean, maybe.
That one.
No, I actually, I do think
I think they should go alone.
Not having her go at all is the best move. Like,
yes.
I do think kids look for their parents, man. And I've even been, I took Edie to her soccer practice the other day, you know, and the air was bad.
Yeah.
We figured they were going to cancel. They didn't cancel. So we went. There were five kids there. Five. So five kids show up and the soccer coach is like, all right, well, we're going to have practice anyway. One kid, one of the Mateos on this team, walks off and we never see him again. Like, his parents have to go chase him, bring him, but he was walking over to the park to play.
Oh,
he's just leaving.
Only
just
five.
Left.
Right.
Yeah, they're
four.
My daughter's running around. They're doing the, and I'm, and there's a point where I'm sitting there and I just pull my phone out. I'm sitting like there. There's a this weird soccer practice with kids who are not paying attention. She walks up and goes, "You're not watching me." And what the fuck? I gotta watch the whole goddamn
thing. Yeah, you do. That's a good lesson right there.
Let me put this phone away.
Yeah.
I was watching surfing videos.
So on the one hand, you've got the kid who makes you, forces you to clean out the fish bowl, and then the nice thank you at the end, the love, the joy of children. And on the other end, you've got, you have to watch me at every moment because all the things
second.
I'm doing are amazing. You've told me so, and why wouldn't you be watching me?
Right.
Hello.
Oh, I'm just saying that's the thing. So this kid.
Now kiss me slowly.
Oh, stop it. That's not, I don't allow that.
I'm coming in.
No. We've settled on she can watch me shower, but there's no kissing. That's a joke. Where's my drum hit, goddammit?
Where's the drum hit? He's in the hole. He's singing himself. Okay.
Never mind.
Listen,
cut
you guys,
that out of
this
there.
This was fun. This is the last.
Don't even leave that joke in.
I'll grab it.
This is the last secret show we'll do from these seats, looking out at that building. And that I love that view of the hill, the Coit Tower Hill.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it all in, guys.
I'm going to take it all in right now.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're so not sentimental. Oh, all right. Thanks, V.
Bye.
Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow,
love
right?
You, v.
Are you on the show tomorrow?
We might not be on the show tomorrow. What are you talking about?
We might not be on the show tomorrow.
What?
Well, we don't know because we're going to be at a new building.
We're bringing everything from here over there, and then they have to figure out how to make it all work.
And we're crossing our fingers, so it'll be fine.
Okay, well, let me know.
We'll do.
So I don't show up to no one again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
The end.